Hello, welcome to the self-learning platform by Dr. Sushma Singh. Today we start Unit 12, Religious and Communal Movements. And our topic is Hindu communal and religious movements. As discussed earlier, Hindu revivalist movements during the 19th century prepared the ground for right-wing politics, along which religious issues took the shape of Hindu communalism. The issues of conversion, ban on cow slaughter, implementation of Hindi, Hinduization of education, and asserting the claim of Hindu homeland remained vibrant even after independence. Adding further to the communal frenzy, the issue like uniform civil code, removal of Article 370 related to Kashmir, demolition of Babri Masjid, a historical mosque, and construction of Ram Temple on the same place, and subsequent attacks on Christian missionaries on account of their policy of proselytization remained the bone of contention on which Hindu right-wing social movements thrived and tried to enchant the masses. The issues based on identities of religion, caste, and ethnicity have overshadowed the social and political processes after independence. The diversity on ascriptive denominations on which the religious communal movements were based attempted social transformation, whereby a homogeneous polity could be established, or at least the dominance of the majority community be asserted, and other religious groups are reduced to just the status of foreigners. The Hindu Mahasabha, which was the major political force before independence and which spoke for the cause of Hindus, diminished because of Mahatma Gandhi's assassination and umbrella-like domination of Indian National Congress. After independence, the other Hindu outfits were also put to the test of time and got little recognition in independent India because of the ugly face of communal violence, which killed millions and displaced around 15 million people across the border. The brutal assassination of Mahatma was the single event at the time of independence which made the people indifferent towards religious sentiments in the public life. However, the RSS continued to penetrate the masses through its social service projects and rescued the Hindu national spirit through a large network of tens and thousands of shakhas engaged in its multifarious seva projects undertaken by its various sub-organizations in the field of student, labor, farming, education, and in especially Vanvasi. Now the next topic is Hinduization of pedagogic inculcation. The socio-economic and cultural reforms which the RSS undertook after the independence were extensive and got a wide-ranging recognition among the Indian masses. The RSS, in order to achieve its objectives, stroked at the roots of the mass inertia. It sought to alter the social formation through pedagogic programs, voluntary social work during natural calamities, and repeated assertion for the Hindu Rashtra for Hindus. In line with other social reformist movements like the Arya Samaj or the Ramakrishna Mission, the RSS started its agenda of penetration through wide range educational institutions, which inculcated pedagogic programs on traditional Hindu lines. To this effect, the RSS started the first Saraswati Shishu Mandir in 1952 in Gorakhpur, Uttar Pradesh. As the number of schools grew in different states, an All India Coordinating Body called Vidya Bharati was set up with its headquarters in Delhi. The Vidya Bharati Educational Mission was founded with the objective of training children to see themselves as protectors of a Hindu nation. The RSS practices may be seen as a reaction to the widespread Christian missionary educational practices. In their efforts to revive past culture, Sanskrit terms are used to address teachers, acharya. The practice of touching their feet as a mark of respect, and the naming of classrooms after Hindu sagas, Vishisht Kaksh, Vishwamitra Kaksh, also marks out the school as a space where Hindu dharma and Hindu sanskars are asserted with pride. When tradition is saved and transmitted as against the enculturization or influence of Christianity through convent missionaries. Not only this, to further propagate its identity of Hindu culture, the Vidya Bharati schools celebrate their own roster of special days, such as the birthdays of Shivaji and Jijabai, Vivekanand, Deendayal Upadhyay, and Savarkar. Significantly, Gandhi Jayanti is not celebrated. Shikshak Divas or Teachers' Day, celebrated by rest of the India on September 5th on the birth anniversary of the former president and educationist Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan, is celebrated on the supposed birth anniversary of the saga Vaishya, while Krishan Janmashtami stands for Children's Day, normally celebrated in India on Nehru's birthday, November 14. Myth and history. The birth and death anniversaries of actual historical figures and those of mythical characters are thus glorified in the child's consciousness through the aura of annual holidays, celebrations, morning prayers, as well as through the content of history and cultural knowledge of textbooks. The functioning of the school is primarily to keep a religious identity alive in the minds of children at the outset. The RSS or BJP has attempted to affect a radical departure in the existing educational ethos through the use of both state power by packing state educational institutions with its own ideologue and instruments of civil society, where it created its own network of schools in order to feed the well-developed cadre structure of its organizations. Inevitably, the RSS educational and political agenda included both absorbing subaltern groups into the Hindu fold to fight against minorities and using violence against these same groups in order to perpetuate Hindu dominance in the existing social order. In order to justify and make their inculcations logical, the Sangh Parivar took recourse to rewrite historical developments which shaped the destiny of India. Here we want to wind up this lecture. Thank you so much for your attention.